Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
And I am Big Chuck. Leslie Ann, I want to talk to you for a quick second about our seasons in upstate New York. This is what struck me the other day. And I know that this is through the prism of getting old and we're looking back, you
getting
know,
all nostalgic.
But it seems to me that when we were kids, it snowed in November and there was snow on the ground until March.
Yeah. Even when I was a kid, I would say it seemed that way as
it's,
well.
Doesn't it seem like there was always snow
yes.
on the ground? And now, chalk it up to whatever you want to chalk it up to. Now it's like we get a snow blast and it's like we have school closings and everybody's shoveling and all that. And 3 days later, the
it's
snow
60.
Is gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, here comes it, and we're getting lake effects though, and the blizzard, and everybody should get milk and bread. And then 3 days later, there's no snow for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, I remember it seemed that when it snowed in November, the snow stayed on the ground for 4 months.
Yeah. I do remember many Thanksgivings with snow and during hunting season.
Yeah.
It, which starts in November, there was always snow.
Yeah.
And it did. It stayed all the way through.
I never remember saying, I wonder if we'll have a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Of course you were going to have a white Christmas.
Yeah. It did seem like it was a guarantee. Yeah.
And the other reverse is true, too. I remember when I was a kid, it seemed that when the summer came along, it was hot.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem that way anymore. It's moderate. Our summers are beautiful.
Yeah, last summer was definitely moderate.
You know, moderate. It's beautiful.
We'll get a hot one here yeah. and there.
Yeah, but I mean, you and I do the weather every day at work yeah. here, and we never say the high tomorrow 94. If we do, it's a fluke, and everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
It just seemed like in the summer, it's like, oh my God. When you were in the summer and it was hot, and you were a Gilbertsville girl, right?
Yes.
Where was your choice to swim?
Oh, the watering hole.
Where was it?
It was just outside of town, and it was on the Butternut. There was a bridge over the river. You go down, and then there was a rocky pebble, you know, beach.
Yep.
If you want to call it that. I mean, it was yep. all rocks. But that's where you put your towel. Not that it was comfortable. You know, it was rocks. Not big ones. Small
and what was
ones.
The water? Was it a pool or a waterfall?
And there was a pretty good opening for kids to go and swim. And they actually had swimming lessons in the whole nine yards.
In the creek?
Yeah, it was part of the rec program.
In the creek is
in
where you learned
creek,
to swim.
It was wide enough and big enough to accommodate a group of kids.
You learned to swim in the creek?
I did.
Well, I
not
think,
very well, but
I think that's awesome.
I did. It was it was like the quintessential old fashioned
Norman
you know.
Rockwell out in Gilbertsville swimming in the creek. Aw.
Going to the
we
creek.
Had two places in Sydney. One was called the Gravel Pits. It was a construction. I don't even know what it was. It was just outside of Sydney, but we could bike to it. And the thing that was cool there in over the river was a rope.
Right. Oh, yeah. You
and
gotta
you could
have
do
the rope.
And you could do the Tarzan rope, you know, and just go out there. And that was really awesome. And then Sydney had a pool, the Sydney pool. And the thing I remember about the Sydney pool is huge. Of course, now when you go by and you look at it, you think, that's it hasn't changed. But, you know, really,
tiny
it looks
looking.
Like a kiddie pool now.
That's
but
funny.
In those days, it was huge with the deep end and the diving board and the changing rooms and the lifeguard chairs and the shallow end and the racing lines and all that stuff. But the edges of the pool were made out of cement and they were a hard edge. And I remember killing myself trying to get out of that pool, struggling to get up over the sharp edges of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd get on the macadam, the blacktop, which was sticky and hot. You know, it was just like a pool.
So you'd
just
be hopping.
Yeah. And yet you look at Wilbur Pool in Oneonta, which I think is lovely.
It's a very nice pool, and actually they did renovations
lovely.
To the bathhouses and bathrooms
I
in recent years.
There was no ambiance in Sydney. It was just a big square thing, sunk in the ground, and with water in it.
Right.
And you went and swam and met your friends there. The Wilbur Park pool, I think, is with the stone buildings and the woods all around it. I got to tell you, that I'm hard-pressed to find a lovelier, more charming, small city
Yeah.
municipal
we're
pool
lucky to
that.
Still have it, I think. I don't know what people do in this. I think, number one, I think you're right. Our summers aren't as hot as they used
they
to be.
They aren't.
And, of course, now there's a small nominal fee if you would like to use the pool, which I think is fair. You know, we enjoyed it for free for so many years, and it's really a small fee, and they have to, you know, pay for it somehow. So I think it's great, and I hope that it continues to, I hope they can sustain it.
Yeah.
I hope enough people go that they can sustain it, because it's a wonderful,
I think it's wonderful.
Wonderful pool.
I do. I think it's wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. Over the years, since you've grown and gotten very, very old, has is Gilbertsville still training their swimmers in the Butternut Creek?
I have no idea, but I would highly doubt it.
Do you think they have
a
pool?
It's all over. It's very over. It's overgrown now, and the land has changed. Like, there's not a giant place where you can collect a lot of kids there now. I don't know. It's just changed.
Would you, if you were to meet people, say, 20 years younger than you?
Plus, it'd be polluting, probably, to swim. They would consider that polluting the water.
Would all of your generation in Gilbertsville, though, if I were to ask them where they learned to swim or where they swam on a hot day, they'd say...
Probably most of them would say that. There were some people who had pools, but I think the majority went to the swimming hole.
The swimming hole, and that's what you called it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't know if Gilbertsville has a pool today. Or where does a kid in Gilbertsville swim?
No, I don't believe it.
We don't know.
They don't have a village pool.
They don't?
No.
Wow.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, snow on the ground. What happened to that? And really a hot, blistering hot summer? What happened to that?
All changing.
All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.